And in the course of doing this, he has demonstrated to us what kind of mentality or attitude we should have.
咁樣佢就告訴我哋應該帶著咩嘅態度嚟去睇呢件事情。
Really, as we come to serve God, we work for Him, and we must not lose the goal or the purpose of our service.
所以當我哋嚟服侍神嘅時候，我哋唔好忘記咗呢個服侍神嘅最終嘅目的係目標係乜嘢
？That is for salvation of others.And also, of course, our salvation.
就係為咗別人同埋自己嘅得救。
If this goal is blurred, is not clear, then our service to the Lord can be jeopardized, can be, you know, not very productive or beneficial.
如果你目標已經模糊咗嘅話咧，咁樣我哋所做嘅嘢就冇咩功效。
Now Paul was very clear as he, you know, continued to work for God from the beginning, you know, to the end.He did not abate in his kind of service to the Lord.
從開始到最後咧，保羅都冇話去講話服侍神當中嚟去有所嚟退步。
But for him to do this, he must rejoice, as we said.
要咁樣做得到咧，佢必須需要嚟去喜樂。
If we don't rejoice in something, we cannot, and it's impossible to continue for.A long time.
如果我對一啲事情唔能夠想做嘅事情唔能夠嚟起落嘅話，我哋唔可以繼續嚟去做落去。
So Paul was indeed very clear about his serving the Lord, and at the same time to rejoice in his service.
所以保羅明白佢服侍當中必須要帶著呢個喜樂。
And that joy in him serving the Lord gave him the power to run and to labor.For Jesus.
就有呢個能力嚟為主耶穌繼續嚟去工作嚟去繼續嚟去奔跑。
All this we mentioned from Philippians chapter 2 verses 16 to 18 last time, huh?
呢個係從腓立比書嘅第二章十六節到十八節嗰度能夠睇得到。
So joy moved him to go forward, to run and to labor.
这个喜乐使到他能够继续向前继续去为主来去工作
to run for Jesus is not easy
为耶稣来奔跑不是这么容易的
you know, this running for Jesus is also quite prevalent you know, it's quite clear in the Bible from the ancient time to the New Testament
从教育到新约为神来奔跑是很明显的事情
even Song of Song tells us lead me awayWe will run after you. Remember that.
雅各嗰度讲，你带领我哋再会在你向你嗰度快跑。
Running is very important.
快跑奔跑。
What does it mean?
呢个系咩意思
？It means we actually not lazy. We know what we should do. We serve with stamina, vigor, you know, and spiritual power.
我哋系唔懒惰嘅，系好勤力嘅。有呢個屬靈嘅能力嚟去服侍神。
And then we must have perseverance, that is laboring. Laboring demands endurance.
我哋繼續有呢個忍耐嚟繼續嚟去工作落去。
That's why in verse 16 he says, I labor and I run and I labor.
呢個十六節嗰度講佢嚟呢度嚟去奔跑嚟呢度嚟去工作。
With this kind of mentality, we can continue to serve God.
有咁样嘅心态嘅话，我哋就可以继续嚟服侍神。
With this kind of mentality, we are willing to suffer for the believers.
有咁样嘅心态嘅话，我哋愿意为信徒嚟去受苦。
17, I'm being put out as a drink offering on the sacrifice. That means he is actually, you know, just like a sacrifice being offered up for the service of the Lord, for the salvation of believers, of the believers.
17节嗰度讲，佢好似被交出嚟嘅呢个奠祭在其上，为众信徒嚟去献上。
And then he said, "We must rejoice together with the believers."
所以佢呢度又讲，我哋要同信徒一同嚟喜乐。
Look at verse 18.
十八节。
For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me.
同样嘅，你们都要与我一同喜乐。
You see, workers of God, be them full-time workers or whatever capacity that a person holds must rejoice with the believers.
所以你或者你前職的工人，或者你是教會有工作的話，你都一定要同呢個信徒嚟一齊喜樂。
The workers do not rejoice with the believers, and it is very difficult to actually mutually encourage one another.
如果工人能夠彼此嚟喜樂的話，就好難嚟彼此嚟去鼓勵。
These were actually the very powerful four attitudes of Paul in terms of working for the believer's salvation.
这个保罗持有的这个认识就是为这些信徒来做成得救功夫的其中一个
rejoicing
需要的。第一就是要来
Number two, willing to run and labor.
第二就是愿意来奔跑来工作。
Number three, willing to suffer.
第三愿意来受苦。
And number four,aiming to rejoice together with the believers.
第四就是一起来一同喜乐。
This is Paul. This was Paul's mentality in serving God, taking care of the members.
这个是保罗的服侍神方面的照顾信徒方面的一种形式。
And then he said, "Hey, I'm not the only one."
他说我不单只是我一个人。
I can tell you some good workers. We should learn from them.
我们都有一些好的工人，我们要向他学习。
And then,Paul begins to talk about Timothy and also another person called Epaphroditus. Epaphroditus.
保罗就提到呢个提摩太同埋以巴弗德弗提。
So from verse 19 to 24 of chapter 2, we can see the spiritual qualities of Timothy.
十九节到二十二章嘅十九节到二十四节就睇到提摩太嘅呢个属灵嘅呢个条件。
So Paul doesn't just talk about his own qualities that.Important to serve the Lord that everybody must have. He also give solid example, you know, youngsters who actually work together like him.
他不只是讲自己好的条件来怎样服侍神，都提到比他年轻的这些工人的这个属灵
好的条件。 So if we look at verse 19, Philippians chapter 2 verse 19,
第二章的十九节。
But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know you are stayed.Verse 20. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state. 21. For all seek your own, not the things which are Christ, of Christ Jesus. 22. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. Verse 23. Therefore I hope to send him at once.As soon as I see how it goes with me, 24. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. I think it's good to read them.
我求主耶稣指望费打发提摩太去见你们，叫你们知道你们的心事，心里就得安慰。因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。别人求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。但你们知道提摩太的名正。他兴旺福音与我同路，待我像儿子待父亲一样，所以我一看出我的事要怎样了结，就盼望立刻打发他去。但我靠着主，自信我也快去。
If you look at verse 19, Paul was telling us something very important.
十九节呢度保罗讲到一件好重要嘅事情。
I trust in the Lord to send Timothy to you.
我靠主可以指望打发提摩提到你那里去。
So you can see Paul trusted Timothy.
这里都是看到保罗是能够提摩提靠得过。
He trusted his co-worker, Timothy, young man.
他可以靠得过他这个提摩提这个年轻的工人。
Otherwise, he would not have said, "I will send him to you, to the people, to the believers in Philippi."
你嘅话，佢唔会话我要打发呢个年轻工人嚟到腓立比呢个地方。
Of course, immediately we can sense that Paul was able, was very conscious about bringing up workers.
所以呢度睇到保罗好愿意嚟去带领起呢啲工人嚟。
It's no point in the church. You see, you can only see one person is gifted.
在教会如果你看到一个人有恩赐是没什么意思的。
Only one person can work for the Lord. That is not healthy.
只是一个人能够为主来工作，这个不是很健康的。
God wants everybody to be gifted.
神要每一个人都有这个恩赐。
But maybe, perhaps, not everybody is gifted with the same gifts.
可能每一个人都是得到同样的恩赐。
Possibly not everybody is given the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit.
可能每一个人都 得到圣灵现前所有的这个恩赐。
But these nine gifts must be available in the church.
但是这个圣灵所有的恩赐必须要在教会
这里看得到。Nine gifts must be given to all the members, you know, in totality.
就是要现前的来给给这些信徒。
And everybody working together, you can see the work of God can be performed successfully.
一起工作就看到神的工作可以有成功。
So in other words, Paul is saying, hey, my brethren in Philippi, this Timothy is also a good worker.
就告诉当时的腓立比的信徒就说提摩太是好的一个同工。
If we can find a lot of co-workers, which good, how wonderful it is.
如果我们找得到好的同工的话，这个是非常美好的事情。
At that time, Paul was actually in a way quite isolated because he was in prison.
当时保罗都是很孤单的，因为他被落到这个监里。
And at the same time, when he was in prison, he was mocked, he was in a way, you know, run down by the other workers who are not spiritual.
他被那些没什么灵修的工人来去起笑，来去笑他了。
But then, in the middle of this kind of confusion, seemingly, you know, isolated situation, Paul had.A few good workers, co-workers.
在咁样嘅境况当中，但系保罗都系有呢个好嘅同工。
So he intended to train up more workers.
佢有呢个心要嚟去训练几更加多嘅同工。
This is the mission of the church as well.
呢个都系教会应该要做嘅一个目标。
We must have more workers to serve the Lord.
我哋应该有更加多嘅工人嚟去服侍神。
And this is actually Paul's one of Paul's very important, if you like, spiritual strategies, you know, to prosper the church.
这个是保罗的一个属灵的计划，很重要的一个计划，来兴旺教会。
Especially when he said to Timothy, in chapter 2, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2.
尤其是提摩太后书的第二章第二节，保罗对提摩太这样说。
He said, I teach you now, so that you can teach the faithful ones.
我现在教导你，使到你可以都是教导那些忠心的人。
So that the faithful ones can teach others, many others.
使到那些忠心的人更加可以教导更加多的人。
So Paul, of course, meant Jesus had taught me, I teach you, you teach the faithful ones will teach others, and so forth.
保罗的意思就是保罗从耶稣那里受到教训之后来教导提摩太，提摩太就教导这些忠心的人，这些忠心的人来教导更加多的人。
Now, after Timothy,was taught by Paul. Paul said, "Okay, I'm going to send him now to you, Philippi members, Philippian members."
当保罗教导咗提摩太之后，就打发佢要嚟到呢个腓立比嘅地方。
How wonderful! If members, co-workers can be trained up to do the work, you know, just like what Paul did.
这个非常嘅美好。如果我哋可以学习保罗咁样嚟训练工人嚟去做咁样嘅工。
So I think the one of the very important activities of the church in London is to concentrate on training.
伦敦教会
these years to come.
伦敦教会接下来应该要注重的嘢就是要来训练多啲工人。
And this is not new.
呢件唔系新嘅事情。
It happened 10, 15 years ago, or even 20 years ago in London.
呢个系伦敦教会15年前、20年前都有做过嘅事情。
But we need to continue and to actually enhance.
我哋要继续要来去加强。
So that.The church will not be deprived of a lack of good workers.
咁使到教会唔会缺乏呢啲工人。
So Paul, if you read on, he was very concerned about this, train up workers.
我哋继续睇落去，我知道保罗对呢方面系非常嘅关心。
Verse 19 says, "But I trust in the Lord to send Timothy to you shortly, that I may be encouraged when I know your state."
我靠主耶稣指望打发提摩太去见你们，你们叫我知道你们的事，心里就得安慰。
So another purpose of Paul sending Timothy to the Philippian believers was to know about their situation.
其中一个目的要打发提摩太去，就是要知道当时腓立比教会的信徒的情形是怎样。
Now, this is a very important activity in the church.
这个是一个很重要的一个教会应该有的一个活动。
What Paul is saying is, we need to know one another's affairs.
就是要知道各人的这些 個人嘅事情係點樣。
Oh, some people say, it's your own matter, mind your own business.
有啲人講你唔好咁多事嚟管我嘅事情。
Why should I tell you what I'm doing and as a career?
或者我唔想講俾你聽，我而家做咩工。
Why should I tell you where I'm going for the next 2 months?
或者我唔想告訴你，我過去兩個月之後我要去邊度。
Next 2 months.
過去嘅兩個接落嚟兩個月我要去邊度，我唔告訴你聽。
But this kind of mentality is not spiritual.
咁樣嘅心態係唔屬靈嘅。
You see, we should know each other's affairs.
就係我哋要知道信徒之間嘅呢啲就係佢哋嘅事情。
So that we can help each other.
知道佢哋嘅事可以彼此幫助。
In a one big family, if we don't know each other's affairs, and it would be very sad.
大家庭當中唔能夠明白到知道大家嘅事嘅話，這個係好難過嘅事情。
Paul has clearly told us a very important message. I may know your state, your affairs.
所以保羅呢度講到好清楚，叫佢知道佢哋腓立比教會嘅信徒嘅事係點樣嘅。
With this kind of mentality, you can see the church can progress better. Because people will know each other well, they will have fellowship, you know, with one another, enhancing each other's spiritual, you know, growth.
咁樣明白到大家事情就可以堅固呢啲團契，可以大家一齊嚟去成長。
I think we have to learn from Paul.
我哋要學習保羅。
But unfortunately, sometimes we overlook this kind of very important fellowship.Aspect of fellowship.
我哋忘記咗呢團契啊，呢方面嘅事情。
That is, we just come and just superficially we greet one another.
或者我哋嚟表面上，我哋彼此打招呼。
But that is better than nothing.
當然呢個比冇做。
Of course, that is better than not greeting one another when we meet one another.
當然冇比冇打招呼更加好。
Well, this is still a problem in the church throughout the whole world.
呢個係教會當中全世界面對嘅一個問題，係咩問題咧？
I always, you know, from the north through south, and people say, hey, some at least not a lot, a few, would say to you, hey, when I greet him, he doesn't even notice me.
有啲人就咁樣講，我向佢打招呼，佢好似冇見到我咁樣。
I said, my brother.It's fine, don't worry.
我同呢個人講，呢個唔需要擔心。
You greet, when you greet him or her, the mark is in heaven. It's marked by God. He doesn't pay attention to you. It's also marked there, so don't worry.
你所做嘅事情神都會記念嘅，唔需要擔心。
When you greet somebody, if you're not, God take a note. God takes note of it.
你咁樣向人打招呼咧，神會就係會記得。
And God also will also take note of one who purposely, willfully not responding, of course.
當然神都會記得嗰啲冇向人打招呼嘅人。
You may think this is a very trivial kind of a matter.
可能呢啲係好少嘅事情。
But very often, trivial matter turns out to be a kind of alienation, disharmony, you know.Platform for the devil to work.
有時呢啲小嘅事情會使到俾魔鬼留地步，俾魔鬼嚟工作嘅呢啲地方。
So I don't think we should be too much alarmed when we are still in the process of growth.
所以我哋成長嘅過程當中，我哋唔需要覺得驚奇。
We have to learn. We have to work together.
我哋要嚟學習，一齊嚟做。
To know each other well.
嚟彼此更加嘅認識。
This is what Paul is telling us.
呢個保羅嚟告訴我哋。
So that I know your state, your situation, your face.
所以使到保羅明白到佢哋當中嘅情形係點樣。
This kind of fellowship is vital for the progress of the church.
呢種咁樣嘅團契對教會嚟講係好重要嘅。
Some people say it's better not to know.
有啲人講唔知道更加好。
This is a very wrong attitude.
呢個係錯誤嘅。
The more you know, the more you are burdened.
你知得更多，你就更加多嘅。
This is called sweeping, you know, problems under the carpet.
呢啲就係逃避事情嘅人。
Trying to run away from proper fellowship.
就係要離開呢個正式嘅團契。
So Paul really was very keen in this kind of fellowship.
保羅對呢啲團契係非常嘅有注重嘅。
Not only this, if you look at verse 20.
我睇二十節。
For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state.
因為我沒有別人以我同心實在掛念你們的事。
So you can see, the spiritual qualities of Timothy are numerous.
所以提摩太的这个属灵的条件，好的条件是很多。
First of all, he was trustworthy, trusted by Paul.
第一，他是可以信靠的，保罗
可以信得。That's why he was sent.
信得过他，所以他被差派。
Secondly, he was sincere.
第二，他是很有
那个。Was 20,
很真心的。
Sincere and also with unity, like-mindedness with Paul.
他跟保罗都是同心的。
So, this kind of like-mindedness, very important, if we want to serve together.
这个同心很重要，如果要一起来服侍的话。
But this kind of unity is not just superficial.
这些同心不是很表面性的。
It's not just lip service.
不是只是舌头上的
服侍。But it is with sincerity.
是真诚的。
And then you can see this kind of worker, this kind of workers would be very powerful.
咁你睇到咁样嘅工人咧，就有好大、好有能力。
So, to be in harmony definitely is vital to serve together.
啊，要呢个和睦咧，必须要一齐嚟去工作。
This we mentioned very clearly during our spiritual convocation gone recently.
灵恩会过去嘅灵恩会，我哋睇得好清楚，讲到。
That is, we have to function as one unit.Functional unity.
我哋必须要嚟系呢啲嚟功能上嚟一齐同心。
No point in just having the same doctrine, doctrinal unity.
唔单止只系需要呢个教义上嘅同心。
It's not sufficient to just say, "Hey, I'm spiritually cultivated. I don't sin anymore."
唔系讲我哋已经好有灵修，我再唔犯罪啦。
But we must function together.
我哋必须一齐嘅嚟
功用
上嘅。This is
called like-mindedness.
同心。
This is very important.
有一個心智，呢個好重要。
Timothy had this quality.
提摩太有咁樣嘅條件。
He worked together with Paul.
佢同保羅一齊嚟工作。
And that therefore definitely generated genuine sincerity.
咁樣就產生咗呢個好真實嘅呢個心。
That's why in verse 20 it says, "I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state." That is Timothy only.That's what Paul is saying here.
呢度保罗讲冇别人好似提摩太咁样，系好同心、好真实嘅嚟挂念你们的事。
And Timothy was sincerely, concerned, therefore for the spiritual, welfare of the believers.
提摩太真系好关心当时嘅信徒嘅呢个属灵嘅事情。
And that's why Paul sent him there.
所以保罗打发佢过去。
If you send somebody who is not concerned spiritually the welfare of the believers, then you're not doing a good task.
如果你打发一个唔关心当嗰啲信徒嘅属灵嘅事情嘅话咧，你都唔系一个。
So this tells us in the church choosing workers very important.
所以都告诉我哋喺教会嚟拣选呢啲工人系好重要。
I choose him not because I like him. I have got the same interests.
我拣佢唔系因为。我喜歡他，我跟他有同樣的這些我們所喜歡的嗜好。
It is because he has the same mind with Christ.
因為他跟基督是有同樣的心。
It is because he is sincere.
因為他很真誠。
This kind of choosing people to work for God would be very powerful.
這樣來揀工人來為主工作都會有很大的能力。
I choose you not because you are my brother.
我揀你不是因為你是我的弟兄。
Not because you are my sister. Or in the family.
或者是家庭當中我們是弟兄姊妹。
Because of this true genuine sincerity.
因為我們真實有這個真實和真心。
So when these good workers are chosen by God.
所以這些好的工人被主來去揀選之後。
Then send them forth to work for God.
來差派他們出去為主來
去工作。Timothy was qualified to be sent.
所以提摩太是可以说能够这样来被差派出去
有条件
有条件的被差
派 But the question is are we qualified to be sent
今天我们是不是有这个条件来被差派出去
whether we like it or not we are chosen to work for God
不理你喜不喜欢我们都被拣选来为主来工
作 we have to constantly examine review our qualification spiritually
所以我们不应该常常的来好好审查自己的属灵的条件
otherwise we will fail the Lord Jesus
不然的话呢我们就亏欠了主耶稣基督
so this Paul is very concerned about sending good workers or using good workers
所以保罗是很注重来关于差派好的同工的事上来注意的
a person who was sincerely concerning for the welfare of the believers must be a good worker
那些真正来关心信徒的事的人这个是应该好的一个工人
so he was definitely he must be a good shepherd
所以他都应该好的一个牧者
you know, a good shepherd like Timothy would care for the state of the sheep.
一個好的牧者他會關心當時的羊群的這個景況。
If you look at verse 21,
如果我們看21節,
For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ, but Timothy.
必然靠自己的事，但是不是都是好像提摩太求耶稣基督的事。
I think we read it, this verse very carefully. There are a lot of teachings we can gather.
如果我们看这一节的话,
As a worker of God,
我们一个工人好好看这一节的话，当中有好多好的教训。
In other words, Paul is comparing the bad ones, bad workers, with a good worker, for example, Timothy.
这里保罗是你比较一下好的一个工人和一些不好的工人。
The evil ones, later on, Paul talks more about the evil ones later on.
之后保罗会提到这些所谓的恶的不好的工人。
They seek their own good.
这些不好的工人是求自己的事。
But a good one would actually seek for the welfare of the believers.
那些好的工人就会求这个信徒的好的事情。
So a good shepherd cares for the state of the sheep.
就一个好的牧者，他会关心羊群的境况。
And as Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, very clearly.
就好像保罗在提摩太后书十二章。
2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书十二章的十四节讲得好清楚。
Very clear. He says very clearly.
他讲得好清楚。
A good shepherd would care for the state of the sheep.
一个好的牧者会来关心他羊群的境况。 Such a worker
would care for the well-being of the believers.
一个好的工人都会来关心当时的信徒的情形。
And Timothy had this qualification.
提摩太就有这样的条件。
If we want to serve God,
如果我们要来服侍神,
without this kind of quality, it's impossible.
没有这样的条件的话，我们是很难服侍的。
Service, first of all, will not be joyful.
我们的服侍不会喜乐。
And then our motive could be wrong.
那我们的目的呢，就可能会错。
A person without this sincerity, of course, would quest for his or her own interest.
一个,
in the service of the Lord.
一个未诚实的人呢，他会求自己的事取在工作上。
This is very prevalent among Christians throughout the whole world.
这个在基督教当中，很多时候都睇得到嘅。
Ministers, they call them the bishops, pastors, you know, of the church. You can see they're questing for their own interest to neglect what is needed for the sheep.
教会那些牧师或者带领者，很多时候都来求自己的益处。
Really, we have met quite a few of those people.
其实我都遇到好几个这样的人。
These people would actually appease or credit their own kind of work.
他们这些人是来自己赞赏自己的工作做的工作。
Outwardly, they seem to be very hardworking.
外表上他好像是很勤力的。
But of course, these people we can say, hey, they don't have the truth, therefore they don't have the Holy Spirit to inspire them to work hard.
所以我们可以,
they can be excused.
所以我们可以说这些人都可以理解，因为他们没有真理，没有圣灵来带领他们。
But this must not happen in the true Jewish church.
在真耶稣教会当中，这些事情应该有发生。
Since we have the truth, we have the power of the Holy Spirit, and we must be different.
我们有真理，有圣灵，我们应该不同。
So we thank God, after many of the people have been converted to the truth of the church, they are different, they change, they transform by the power of the Holy Spirit.
很多相信真耶稣教会之后借着圣灵的能力，他们改变。
They seek no more of their own good,
他们不再求自己的益处,
but the things which please Christ Jesus.
求耶稣基督的事情。
Timothy had this quality, all these qualities.
提摩太就有这些属灵的条件。
Questing for the interest of the believers is vital in serving the Lord.
所以你去求信徒的益处是一个很重要的服侍神应该有的事情。
Paul did not just mention it, the qualities of Timothy.
保罗不单止提到提摩太的属灵的条件。
He said this is proven. Proven. His character is proven.
其实这个好的榜样是已经证明了的。
Look at verse 22.
22节,
but you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with me. in the gospel.
但你们都知道提摩太的命证，他兴旺福音，以我同劳，大我像儿子大父。
In other words, the qualities of Timothy, which is proven evidence with evidence.
就意思提摩太的这个好的属灵的条件是可以证明已经有证据的。
Therefore, he is worthy to be sent.
所以他是配得来被差派出去。
What is Paul talking about here?
保罗在这里讲什么？
In other words, our sincerity in serving the Lord, our like-mindedness in serving the Lord together must be proven in practicality.
就是在我们真正服侍上，我们的同心同埋真诚来服侍神，应该可以看得到的。
So, in other words, we must be able to demonstrate these genuine qualities if we want to serve the Lord.
就如果我们要来真正来服侍神，应该在这方面来真正能够表现得出来。
This kind of proven character is not to show that we are good, but to encourage one another.
这个是要使到你彼此能够来鼓励，不只是来表现自己。
Can you see how wonderful if a true person, a true worker who can work genuinely with sincerity, questing for the welfare of the believers, how wonderful, how powerful he can be.
一个真正的同工，一个工人能够真正能够同心，好诚心咁样嚟去关心教会嘅事情，嚟为主嚟去工作这个系非常美好嘅。
And Paul said, therefore, verse 23.
二十三节。
Therefore, I hope to send him at once. Well, at once, or no delay.
所以我希望就立刻去打发佢。二十三节。
Paul has no reservation in sending Timothy.
保罗在打发提摩太这方面没所保留。
Sometimes when we choose workers, we're not sure, we hesitate a lot.
有时候我们选工人的时候，我们可能会有所保留。
In different countries we have been to, sometimes not easy to choose workers, very difficult.
有时去到其他国家要来选神的工人未那么容易。
Because for the past many years, we have encountered quite a number of failures.
因为过去我们都遇到这些就是失败的事情。
So,we always pray to God with alertness, with prayers before we choose workers.
我们很醒的，很提醒的，很谨慎的，这样来向神来去祷告，
really?
来去拣工人。
This must be done.
这个是,
this kind of process must be done.
这个这样的程序必须要这样来去做。
Because, can you see, Paul actually here, from verse 19 up to verse 22, he actually spells out,the spiritual qualities of Timothy before he sent him.
因为十九节到二十二节讲保罗讲明提摩太属灵的条件所以至嚟去打发佢出去。
Otherwise, he wouldn't have sent him.
唔系嘅话咧，佢唔会差派佢出去。
Even though he might have been known quite well by the Philippian believers, Paul still, you know, qualified himself by listing out the spiritual qualities of Timothy.As a co-worker of his.
可能腓立比的信徒对提摩太有所认识，但保罗在这里必须要再一次来明证提摩太的这个属灵的条件。
Treating Paul as a father is also wonderful.
待这个保罗好像父亲一样都是非常好的事情。
Paul must be much older than Timothy in terms of age.
保罗在年纪上应该大过提摩太很多。
How wonderful.
这个
非常好的。Like his son, who is also very powerful.
好似一个工人，好似佢儿子咁样咁有能力。
Paul is here not trying to glorify himself.
呢度保罗未嚟咁样嚟去荣耀自己。
A father will not glorify his son.
一个父亲唔应该会嚟荣耀佢嘅儿子。
But he must be able to make use of his sons or his spiritual qualities to encourage others.
佢应该要嚟用佢嘅儿子嘅属灵嘅条件嚟去在人身上有好嘅影响。
A son must be able to use the father's spiritual qualities to mutually encourage others.
这个儿子都可以
not for glorification for himself.
这个儿子都可以用父亲好嘅条件嚟彼此嚟去勉励。
This is what Paul has been emphasizing. One of the things that he has been emphasizing in Philippians.
这个保罗喺腓立比书所要注重嘅其中一方面。
In another chapter, he said, "Look at all the good ones."Look at them.
他叫那些人去看看那些好的工人。
Yeah, that is clear in chapter 4.
比如说在第四章那里讲到。
Just refer to one verse on chapter 4.
我看第四章。
Verse 8. In the future, we'll come back to this. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on the things. He's talking about people as well who have done good. Think about them and learn from them.
这个第八节所讲到的就是那些人 在这方面好的，我们向他们学习。
It's wonderful.
这个非常美好。
If we have got many brothers and sisters whom we can use to encourage others, how wonderful.
如果我们有很多的弟兄姊妹可以这样来用的话，来勉励，彼此勉励的话， 这个是非常美好的。
If in the church in London, if we've got many brothers and sisters whom we can use to encourage one another, how beautiful.
在伦敦教会，如果我们有这么多这么好的这方面有好的条件的弟兄姊妹来用的话，来彼此勉励的话，这个是非常美好的。
If we ourselves, workers of God, can tell others to learn from us, how wonderful.
如果工人可以叫人来向你自己学习的话，这个都是非常美好的。
It is what Paul says, look at verse 9.
这个是第九节，好像保罗所说的。
The things which you have learned and received and heard and saw in me, this do. And the God of peace will be with you.
四章九节，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行。
But we must be trustworthy, qualified to tell others to learn from us.
首先，我哋必须要系能够信得过，能够有这个真系有咁样嘅条件啊，至叫人哋嚟在你身上。
Otherwise, we do not dare to say anything.
未嘅话咧，我哋系唔敢咁样。
But of course, if you want to argue, if you are a person who argues a lot, you say, "Hey, you are not Paul."
当然你都可以说，你不是保罗。
If you want to argue a lot,
如果你跟人来辩论的人，你说你都不是保罗。
But Paul said, learn from him, he learns from Christ. What's the problem with you?
保罗这么说，你要向我学习，我向基督学习，这里是没什么问题。
We have to learn from each other.
我彼此来学习。
This is Timothy.
这个就是提摩提。
Therefore, I hope to send him at once.
我希望立刻打发他去。
How wonderful.
这个非常美好的。
If among us there are good co-workers, we can send them to do anything. I'll be teacher, wonderful. Board member, beautiful.
这个当中有这些好的宗教教育老师，好的职务委员，能够差派出去，立刻差派出去，这个是非常的美好。
Choir master, oh, very, very essential.
这个诗班的带领，这里非常的重要。
Sermonizers, trustworthy.
讲道的人可以信得过。
I can send all of them to work for God.
我们可以打发他出去为主来工作。
How beautiful.
这个非常美好。
How wonderful.
非常的美好。
So as we study the book of Philippians, actually we are cultivating ourselves.
当我们读腓立比书的时候，我们都是在这里来灵修自己。
Of course, I'm cultivating myself too.
我都是自己来这里灵修自己。
And we can cultivate ourselves, you know, one another, mutually cultivate each other.
我们可以彼此来在这方面来灵修。
So that we can work more for the Lord Jesus.
使我们更加能够为主做更加多的工作。
So Paul really delighted in the service of Timothy. He took him as his own son.
所以保罗对提摩太的服侍是非常的喜悦，所以他好像当他是儿子一样。
He served with me in the gospel. Verse 22.
22节这里讲到他和我福音上是劳苦。
Very beautiful.
这个是非常美好的。
Paul said, of course, I also hope to see you, my brothers, you know, and sisters in Philippi.
当然他都希望来见这些腓立比教会的信徒。
Paul indeed knew how to build up workers.
所以保罗是知道怎样来建立这些工人。
He hoped that the church would be gifted with a lot of good workers.
他希望教会可以有好工人方面会有好多。
So we can see the spiritual qualities of Timothy really worthy of learning together.
所以提摩太的熟练的好的条件值得我们来一起来学习。
A good co-worker must be able to work together.
一个好的工人必须要能够一起来工作。
So we in London now we must work together.
在伦敦我们必须要一起来工作。
Anything which seems to be a hindrance to the work of God, be very careful.
呢個如果我知道對神嘅工作方面係知道係一個阻滯嘅話，我哋應該要特別嘅小心。
We got to think, we got to be alert.
我哋要謹慎，我哋要思想。
Otherwise, we might be a stumbling block to the progress of the church.
唔係嘅話，我哋會成為教會嘅呢個絆腳石。
We might be people who seek for own good.
唔係嘅話，我哋係求自己利益嘅人。
Paul said in verse 21, all seek the ungood, or we hope we are not the ones.
保罗讲呢度有人系求自己嘅事，但系我希望我哋唔系，我哋系求耶稣嘅事。
So Timothy's spiritual quality is really wonderful.
提摩太嘅属灵嘅条件系非常美好。
And then he mentioned, of course, Epaphroditus.
佢都有提到呢个以巴弗提。
This can be seen clearly from verse 25 to verse 30.
25至到
30节。 Can we see Paul is always talking about people here?
保罗在这里讲到人。
He talks about good workers.
讲到好的工人。
So that these good workers can be used to encourage others.
可以使到这些工人可以应用，可以用，用到这些工人来勉励。
Once again, the message is clear.
第一次这个信息是很清楚。
Are we worthy to be used?As an example for others to learn.
我哋配得可系咪配可以俾人嚟去攞嚟作好榜样嘅一个人咧
？Of course, we got to bear in mind, using people to encourage one another is not self-glorification.
当然呢个唔系为咗嚟去荣耀自己。
If this is the mind, this is very evil.
如果系咁嘅心态，呢个系恶嘅。
Paul definitely did not have this kind of evil mind.
保罗是没有这样的这个不正的心态。
He did not say, Hey, look at Timothy, I train him up, therefore he's good. Oh, I have glorification. Paul did not have the kind of mentality.
保罗没有这样说，我训练提摩太，你看看，这样他得到这个荣耀。
Look at Epaphroditus. Oh, another good worker of mine. Trained by me.
或者以巴弗提，都是我训练起来
的。No, he did not mention that.
他没有这样说。
He actually made use of these good examples to encourage one another.
他把他们工人的好行为来去彼此勉励。
So we have to be very clear in our motive. When we exhort one another.
所以我们要有一个正确的心态，当我们彼此勉励。
I think we talk more about this. This person, Epaphroditus.
我哋以后再嚟睇下以巴弗提。
A lot of good points mentioned by Paul。
呢度保罗都提到呢个工人有好多好嘅好嘅条件。
So Paul sent Timothy to Philippi。
所以保罗差派提摩太要到腓立比。
Maybe Jesus will send us to Africa。
可能耶稣要差我哋去非洲。
Maybe to Europe。
或者去欧洲。
Or other places in the UK。
或者英国的第二啲地方。
Are we ready?
我哋系咪准备好咗
？Are we prepared?
我哋有冇预备好
？Let's sing it here.
我哋唱诗。
392。
392首。
say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Perhaps today the loving words that Jesus would have me speak, they may renounce the powers of sin, some wonderful I should see. Oh, see if thou wilt be my guide, thou dark and rugged earth to live. My voice shall echo the message sweet. Oh, see what you want me to say. Oh, go where you want me to go, dear Lord. Oh, mountain and plain and sea. Oh, say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me to be. Show me somewhere in a lonely place, in earth I was feel so wild, where I may labor through life's short day, for Jesus the crucified. So trust in my all unto thy care. I know thou lovest me. I'll do thy will with heaven's ear. I'll be what you want me to be. I'll go where you want me to go, dear Lord. No mountain or plain or sea. I'll say what you want me to say, dear Lord. I'll be what you want me.
How wonderful if workers can see, can say to the Lord Jesus in such manner. What does it mean? It means you're willing to serve Him. No murmuring in the church. No grumbling in the service of the Lord. Always rejoicing in the service of the Lord.
Always
collaborating, cooperating, working, helping, supporting one another in unity and harmony. How wonderful. This is the power of the true church in the end time. Let's pray for the power. So that we can serve the Lord all the more here in London at least, and then we can reach out to many more places in the world, this month there will be at least about 6 people going to Africa. In May next month 3 to the east, 3 to the west.
Oh, 3 to the east, 3 to the west.
We need prayers from you.
我需要你的对头。
We start praying. You can start praying early for us.
你就开始可以现在开始来为我们祷告。
You can see the work of God would be very different.
你看这样会看到神的工作就会很不同。
So let's pray.
一起祷告。